Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network. Joining us is NDSU plant pathologist Audrey K. Lyle. Tell us a little bit about tips for pulse grower success, pulse crop success. What are some things that people should be paying attention to and concentrating on?
Right. So before the season starts, pulse crop success starts with variety selection. So field pea comes in green and yellow varieties. You know, a grower is going to select what variety to grow based on their market. So if they've got some pre-contracted crops, you know, that will be decided. But market conditions can fluctuate. So making sure you've got the correct type for market conditions and that you're familiar with the varieties for each of those. Varieties can really differ on their disease resistance, and they can differ on their plant architecture. So for field pea, selecting a variety that will stay upright and not lodge is really important for minimizing disease and also facilitating harvest. So different varieties might have a lodging score, and that's something to look for because when the crop lies down, one, the canopy gets really wet and humid, and that can facilitate the spread of foliar diseases like white mold or ascochyta blight. And also it's just really hard to harvest the crop when it's lying down on the ground. So that's definitely something to prioritize in a field pea variety. Then we also have varieties with resistance to powdery mildew. That's something we see when the weather is really hot and dry. And it can be quite devastating if you don't apply a fungicide for that disease. And unfortunately, our fungicides are all preventative. And so once you see a lot of disease at that point, you've already sacrificed yield. And so it can be difficult to make a spray decision, and having genetic resistance to powdery mildew just prevents that from being a problem to begin with. And so I would recommend prioritizing varieties that are upright and also have resistance to powdery mildew. In terms of chickpea, market is determined based on the chickpea size. So a lot of your variety selection is going to be dependent upon that. Many growers produce varieties out of the Canadian breeding program. So CBC Frontier, Orion, Leader are all popular varieties. They all have similar levels of ascochyta blight resistance. That is a disease that's very important to monitor and control in chickpeas. Those are pretty popular varieties. Coming up soon, ND Crown will be released in 2024 for producers to grow. And that variety also has similar ascochyta blight tolerance to those three varieties I just mentioned. In terms of lentils, most of our market is a medium green. Many producers are growing the CDC Richley variety. Something to keep in mind is Richley does not have a lot of disease tolerance. It's an older variety. So choosing a newer variety might get you some better foliar disease resistance if you want to stay within that medium green market class or maybe go with a small green market. There are options available. And also there are now herbicide tolerant lentils available. And lentils are kind of notorious for being difficult in terms of weed management. And so, you know, if you're going into a field where maybe you have a history of weed problems, maybe exploring some of these new varieties that have herbicide tolerance might be a good option for you.
All right. And in this growing season, I guess people maybe were a little bit late getting into the field as they were waiting for snow melt and that sort of thing. And now that we have gotten in the field and things have, I think for the most part, gotten in the ground, what are you seeing out there as far as growing conditions, how things are looking right now?
Right. So depending on when you got planted, if you were planted in late April, maybe you're at the mid-vegetative growth stage right now. You're looking at maybe putting on some in-crop herbicides. I would say scout for weeds. We've had some problems with kochia in the past, so make sure you're getting out there and scouting, you know, if you put down, you know, your burn down, your pre-emergence herbicide, that'll give you some protection, but there's a risk maybe some of these weeds were emerged, you know, are continuing to emerge, and those products are no longer there. At this growth stage for pea, you would also start to see some root rot symptoms if that's going to be an issue in your field. Later planted pea, maybe just emerging right now, and you might not see any root rot issues at this stage. And so I would just say keep an eye on it. If you're seeing large bare patches in your field or small yellowing patches, I wouldn't assume that's necessarily an abiotic or herbicide problem. It would be really important at that point to get that crop diagnosed for root rot and digging up the plants. Montana State University has a pulse crop diagnostic lab that's really fantastic. You can send root samples to them. And we also have a soil test at the National Agriculture Genotyping Center in Fargo. You can send them soil or plant samples, and they can test for the most predominant root rot pathogens, Aphanomyces eupaeces, and two species of Fusarium, which cause Fusarium root rot. So if you're seeing anything like that in your field, it's really important that you get that diagnosed, because that's going to affect how you want to move forward with your crop rotation with pulse crops, in particular peas and lentils.
All right. Anything else that we should be aware of or thinking about here as we go through the growing season before we let you go?
Yeah. So depending on what pulse crop you're growing, if you're growing chickpeas, it's going to be really important to be scouting for Ascochyta blight. Many producers who are have been growing this crop for many years, you know, they'll put on a fungicide application at the R1 growth stage. If you see significant symptoms of Ascochyta blight earlier than that, it would be important to get that fungicide application on as soon as possible. The more disease lesions you have in the field, the more pathogen is there to keep spreading. It's a cyclic pathogen, and it will keep spreading whenever you get a rainfall event. So getting that fungicide application on as soon as you see symptoms is really important for keeping that crop healthy. And as you reach that mid-vegetative growth stage, it's really important to be scouting the crop. As we go later into the summer, it becomes hot and dry, you know, rainfall is less frequent, we're less concerned about the spread of disease. But right now, to that mid-July timeframe, we really need to be scouting as we get these frequent rainfall events. I would also keep in mind, both in pea and chickpea, our Ascochyta blight pathogens have been found to be resistant to the FRAC 11 fungicide class. So make sure you're selecting a fungicide product that has other active ingredients and is labeled for control of Ascochyta blight. Across the border in Canada, the anthracnose pathogen, which can be a problem in lentil, they've also found Strobilurin resistance there. So just make sure you're choosing a fungicide product with either multiple active ingredients that have multiple FRAC groups, so that we're preventing these resistance issues from becoming problematic and that you get adequate control. So I would just say, make sure you're scouting your crop. Catching disease symptoms early is really important for being able to avoid yield loss related to disease, and then continue to scout, particularly chickpeas, just to determine whether you need a second fungicide application for Ascochyta blight. If these rainy, wet conditions persist, for our lentil producers, in the past, when we've had years like this, we've seen white mold be problematic. So, get out there. If you have a very dense, lush lentil canopy, it gets really wet and humid in there, and those are ripe conditions for white mold. Check the Carrington Research Extension Center pathology page. Michael Vunch has some excellent research on white mold control, and that'll help you choose a fungicide application for lentils as well.
All right, perfect. Well, thank you so much for the information. Again, Audrey Kalile joining us here on the Red River Farm Network.